From Global Academy.
This is Youth Choice. The Loop. The
Loop. Youth Choice.
Breaking news this hour, the Princess of Wales has announced she's receiving treatment for cancer and has begun chemotherapy. She says abdominal surgery she had in a London hospital in January was successful at the time and her condition was believed to be non-cancerous. But Kate's now revealed later tests led to the detection of the disease. The Princess has given an update on her health to BBC Studios.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body and spirit. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both.
Russian state media says several gunmen have opened fire inside a concert hall in western Moscow. RIA Novosti is reporting a number of injuries. The state TASS news agency says there were also reports of a blast at the Crocus City Hall, and video online shows huge plumes of black smoke. At least three people were seen in combat fatigues carrying weapons. And finally, the first trailer for The Penguin has been released. It sees Colin Farrell return as Oswald Cobblepot, the character he first played in the 2022 film The Batman. The DC miniseries is expected to come out later this year. And your five-word weather, colder with scattered sunny spells. From the Youth Choice Newsroom, I'm Beau Whittle and you're in The Loop.